Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Valentine's Day is coming up tomorrow. If you haven't made plans yet, well, what are you waiting for? It's going to be hard to get a reservation on Valentine's Day, especially because it falls on a Friday.
Yeah, if you haven't made plans yet for next week, you might be in trouble. Yeah, right. As far as Valentine's Day goes, you are already done.
The good news is that because it falls on a Friday, I think people will be equally split on whether they go out Friday night or if they go out Saturday night too.
Yeah, I'm not normally the person that has to do the thing right there on the date. Whether it be Valentine's Day, a birthday, Christmas, whatever, like whenever the weekend arises, whenever the time is convenient, let's go out.
All right, well, speaking of going out, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? Because Google released the top trending Valentine's Day dates, and they're pretty interesting and different and not a single one of them is going to a stuffy high-end restaurant.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, today I have to go after work. I have to get chocolate. I have to get flowers, that type of thing. So I have that for tomorrow. But we are going out to eat, but we're going to a Mexican joint. A nice new place that's out there, but they don't take any reservations. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of street-style food, so it's definitely a little bit more casual. And I hardly ever go to Mexican with my wife because I only eat Mexican when I'm in Mexico.
Oh, that's weird. I love Mexican food.
So does she. I only love it when I'm in Mexico.
So strange.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the top trending Valentine's Day dates this year, the top three.
Okay.
Number one is going to an arcade, which, how fun. Maybe that's actually what I'll do. I'm a little bit different because we take our kids with us. We're the parents on Valentine's Day that have our kids. So, I'm sure at some point. Who am I kidding? We're not going to do anything by ourselves.
Yeah, you're never going to do that ever until they're gone.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you'll be sitting across from each other and realize, wait a minute, I don't love you.
It's not true.
Just kidding.
And that's not nice. Okay, so going to an arcade is number one. Number two is zoos, going to a zoo.
Okay.
And number three is couple spas. So we're actually celebrating our anniversary next month. I mean, we're going to go away, but I'm going to go to the spa by myself.
Okay, I was going to say, you're not going to bring the kids there.
No. But I'm not going to. But I also am not bringing my husband to the spa. Like, he can stay in the room or go do work or do whatever he wants to do, but I'm going to go get that massage by myself.
See, to me, that's a healthy marriage right there. No problem.
That says Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories. You only get to hear about one, and Raven picks which one it is. Pick'em News is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/Anna and Raven.
What you got?
Number one, petition for Denmark to buy California for $1 trillion surpasses 200,000 signatures. Number two, man riding lawnmower crashes into several mailboxes.
Come on. All right. Like, I mean, how fast is that mailbox moving?
And number three, woman wants a refund after giving psychic $50,000.
Oh, let's go with the psychics because they're known to have a great refund policy. Definitely.
A Canadian woman wants a refund after giving a psychic over $50,000 to help her fall in love, but she never ended up falling in love.
Oh, here's the thing. You're trying to get that wonder potion. You're trying to, what, influence somebody else's brain? How do you do this?
Here's the woman looking for the refund.
When she did the reading, she found there was a man. I said, yes, there's a man I like at the gym. And she said, well, I can bring this man closer to you for $550. He transferred $12,000 to $15,000, but she said she preferred cash. So I was dropping off a lot of cash at her house.
Yeah, psychics definitely prefer cash.
Wait, I mean, This is the actual woman giving this interview about how she was doing it. I mean, Doesn't she know she sounds like a crazy person?
No, she thinks she sounds completely normal because she paid a psychic who promised her that she would make the man that she liked at the gym fall in love with her for $50,000. She started writing checks, but the checks were no good. The woman wanted cash. So she would go drop off tens of thousands of dollars of cash at the psychic's house. And then she realized
no record.
Something was going wrong.
If everything was going so great, I said to her, why isn't anything happening for me? All I'm doing is paying you money. I said, I'm paying you thousands and thousands of dollars, and I'm not getting nothing.
What?
I mean, why didn't you walk across the gym and say hello to this dude?
No. Well, that's basically what the psychic said. Here's the psychic.
She didn't complete the work. That's the problem.
Yeah, she didn't do the work. She was supposed to go say hello and introduce herself to the guy at the gym.
Yeah.
Imagine if you're the guy at the gym and you're like, that crazy lady paid $50,000 to a psychic, so I would say hi to her.
Right. Like, you find this out after the fact with all these interviews going on there. I mean, you have to know who you are if you're the guy at the gym, right? Like yeah. Even if you're seeing this news story, you're like, wait a minute, could I be that guy?
That chick that's always next to me on the treadmill?
She could have just gave me $50,000. I would have went out with her for a few months.
Wait, Justin and Julie, guys, come in for a second. All right, so here we go. You know, I also am a psychic. You know, I believe it in my heart.
No,
heart.
I know that. I have recordings of you saying so out loud that I'll use over you someday.
All right, I'm going to read everybody's horoscope because I'm also a psychic.
Oh, that's nice.
You can bring me cash to my house, $50,000. Raven, I'll start with you. I know you are a Capricorn.
That's right.
The consequences of a decision you made around the turn of the year will come back to haunt you today.
Oh, God, I can't remember what I had for lunch yesterday.
Though as hauntings go, it won't be too horrific. The basic fact is you made the wrong move and must now figure out how to remedy the situation.
I'm going to be in trouble with my wife. I don't even know what this is, what's going on here. Guaranteed, that's what's going to happen.
All right, Julie, what are you?
A Leo.
Leo. Get most of your work done early in the day.
I did.
Okay. Because what happens around the time when the sun goes down will make you want to get out and have some fun.
No, she's going to go to sleep. You've been sick for days.
You're going to the DMV. Oh, yeah. Nothing says good time.
She's got an appointment at the DMV.
That says party. All right, Justin, what are you?
I'm a Gemini, and so am I.
Crazy person.
I still don't get it.
You're going to have to look that up.
Gemini.
Uh-huh.
Oh, do you not have? Oh, here we go.
Does he not have one too? They didn't issue him one, right?
Towards the end of the month, you will look back at what is causing you grief and laugh at how unimportant it actually was. In the meantime, try not to fret about what is going on around you. Just adapt and do your best.
Yeah, I never fret.
All right, well then, good. See, I told you, I'm a psychic.
Okay.
The price of eggs just keep going up. Josh Elledge is a national consumer expert. You can find him online at upmyinfluence.com. And his job is to help people save money. So for all the love of God in the world, Josh, what do we do to save some money when everything just keeps getting more expensive?
There's got to be a way to crack the code.
Okay. So right now, listen, you're going to have to, number one thing you can do as a consumer is you need to stop being brand loyal and you need to stop being store loyal. It is time to get very defensive. If you spend a lot of money to feed your family and eggs are just what are on the menu, you got two options. You can either eat fewer eggs. Please be willing to try different varieties of eggs. Please consider getting eggs that are in the carton where you can buy them by the quart or whatever.
Yeah.
Number two. You need to check out all of the other places you can shop. I want you to look at the warehouse clubs. I want you to look at farmers markets. Ethnic food stores can sometimes be a real surprise. You know, get together with friends and neighbors. If you have like a neighborhood group, like a Facebook group or something like that, ask. Just say, hey, trying to track the price of eggs. You may not believe this, but some of the best prices on eggs that I have found have actually been at stores like Walgreens and CVS. The drugstore. Mm.
Josh, how do we feel about choosing another egg, right? Like, so chickens, they've had a real bad run. Bird flu, it's a big deal. Mm. What about, like, gator eggs?
Or ostrich eggs?
Yes!
Those are very
ostrich are birds, yeah. But, you know, there's a bigger egg, right? One egg for the family for the week. Come on!
You might be a gator egg connoisseur for life once you run this experiment. I was just reading a post about someone who bought an ostrich egg. And if you've never seen videos or pictures of what it looks, a hard-boiled ostrich egg, it's something to behold.
All right, Josh, give us some other tips in general about groceries right now, what we can do to save money.
So it's really simple. Number one, only buy what is on sale. So
but how do we get the stuff we need then?
Right.
How
do we do if I need it?
Yeah.
Okay. That gets into number two. When you find a really good sale, I want you to stock up. You got to be real smart about inventory management. Make sure that you follow all food safety and stuff. But I really want you to buy more than you need so that you can get through the next 2 to 3 months of whatever that product is.
Josh Elledge is a consumer expert. What else, Josh? How are we going to save some cash?
Check the store's app. See if there's any available coupons. What you're really looking for is when you can stack a really good discount, like a coupon, in addition to a really good sale. And oftentimes, you can get groceries for 50 to 70% off.
You know, I think you bring up a good point, too. And this is one that I'm so hesitant about, is getting the app. Because I'm always like, I don't need another app.
Oh,
but
no,
it's true. There's so many coupons right now that they only make through the app. And if you don't have the app, you're not going to save that cash.
I mean, they're just like any other business, Josh, is they want to see their digital platforms thrive. So yep. They put some deals on there that are crazy deals because they want to get that app robust.
Yeah, jump on it. So, you know, what I usually calculate is that the average consumer can easily earn $30 to $40 an hour by just doing stuff like download the store app. That's an easy no-brainer one. There are other websites. Ibotta has been around forever. You can use them, of course. But just search for grocery coupon. If it has a lot of reviews, look like it's been around for a while, it's probably going to be pretty legit.
Give us one more tip, Josh, before we get going.
Well, please do not panic buy. When you do that, you're making it worse for everybody. It's not fair to the mom who absolutely needs the eggs for her kindergartners when you're just going to be storing them in your refrigerator. Heaven forbid, and this is the most important thing, do not buy eggs that go to waste. Now, if you run into a situation where you happen to have extra eggs and they're starting to approach the date, eggs can freeze. Just search it up on YouTube, how to freeze eggs. I'll just let the experts take it from there.
There we go. Josh Allidge, you can find him online at upmyinfluence.com. Lots more tips there. Thanks so much for helping us save some cash.
Thank you, my friends.
Anna and Raven's Cupid Cameo.
You complete me.
I want the fairy tale.
Cupid's Cameo. Last week, you went to AnnaandRaven.com, submitted entries on why your significant other should get an incredible loving video from us.
Yeah, because when you think about Valentine's Day, you think about a message from a couple strangers.
And today, Lisa has all her googly eyes for Mike. We spoke to her earlier this week.
So Mike is pretty great. We met online through Plenty of Fish a little over 5 years ago. Since I met him, he will do almost anything he possibly can to try to make me happy. If I have a bad day, he'll light a candle in the bathroom before I get home so that when I take a shower, it's nice and cozy in there for me.
Sweet.
He always makes sure to try to prep dinner as much as he can. He does as much laundry as he can. He does all the dishes. I mean, I could not imagine how I have the opportunity to meet a man like him. I really am lucky.
You know, I'm looking through these notes here, Lisa, and it looks like Mike really does a whole lot of everything. So you have a 9-month-old daughter.
We do. Yeah. Yep, Zoe.
And you're also rebuilding a house that you're living in right now at this moment. And he's getting his master's.
Yeah. So we just 2 weeks ago, we moved back in with my mother to my childhood home, and we are hoping to be able to purchase it from her. Right now, there was a flood in the basement a few months ago. Mike works from home, so we are refinishing the basement to be an office for Mike and a playroom for Zoe. And they've had to rip out every single ounce of that on top of us trying to move, on top of him working full time, and on top of him going to school. And he just actually last night was like, you know, I think I'm going to take the summer off and not take a class in the summertime. He's like, I need a break. I was like, I think you deserve it.
Yeah. It's amazing what we take on when we're younger, right? Mm-hmm. Or in love,
right,
and we're ready to
now's
get things
the time.
Done.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Now is the time. Yeah. Yeah.
Mike sounds like he does all the little things that a lot of guys don't realize are so important, like helping out around the house. Like, I see here that your daughter was born 4 days before Mother's Day, and he made sure he had gifts wrapped for your first Mother's Day and everything. That's so nice.
I know. He got me this. He designed a mug. First Mother's Day, and it has like the hand with mom and Zoe on it, but we didn't know if we were going to have a boy or a girl, and we had a boy name and a girl name picked out. We didn't tell anybody the names. Everybody was always asking. He made sure to get a mug with each baby's name on it so that he had it beforehand, so that when I was home for my Mother's Day, he was able to give me such a special gift. It was pretty amazing.
So nice.
Yeah, he does sound wonderful.
And he folds clothes. So, I mean, that's all I can really ask for, right?
Yeah.
Anything special you want to say to Mike for Valentine's Day?
I love you, and I wouldn't ask for anybody else to spend every day forever with.
Oh, I love it. All right. Thanks, Lisa. We got your cameo coming your way. Hey, Mike. I'm Anna. This is Raven. We're the Anna and Raven Show. You know who loves you?
Lisa loves you.
Yeah, Lisa loves you like this. Lisa loves
so
you
so much.
Okay, so. Mm-hmm.
ask you something.
What?
What kind of a Superman do you have to be taking care of the baby, yeah, helping keeping things organized, mm-hmm, rebuilding the house, and going for your master's at the same time?
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of things that you do, Mike. I'm very, very proud of you. And you know, Lisa knows how lucky she is to have you. And she talks a lot about how thoughtful you are and all the little things you do.
The notes that I read about your first date, your first adventure to New York City, are incredible. He worked out everything, Anna. The reservations, where they were going for drinks, where they were going to park the car. He had a booklet printed out of photos of what they were going to do before they got there.
It's so romantic.
It's amazing,
Mike,
right?
You're so romantic. Guess what?
Again?
Again, yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Lisa loves you.
Anna and Raven's Cupid Cameo.
You complete me.
I want the fairy tale.
Cupid's Cameo. Last week, we asked you to tell us why your significant other was so great, and then we would create a free video for them. Bernardo had a lot of beautiful things to say about his wife, Jasmine.
It's going to sound so cheesy. She's literally the one. I was a different person 11 years ago when we met. She just does everything. She's the hardest working woman I know. Always puts a smile on, no matter how bad the day. And when I have a bad day, she's always my rainbow. She's always optimistic. She pushes me to be a better person, better father, better man. She's hardworking. She's in nursing school. She works full-time at the hospital. Great mother, great wife, great friend.
How many girls do you have? I know you have daughters.
I have two daughters. One turned 11 today. My youngest turns 8 in 4 weeks.
Bernardo, it's wonderful when you meet somebody that you're so infatuated with. They inspire you to be a better version of yourself. And it sounds like this is really what happened with you.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. I'd worked in restaurants my entire life, Anna. Yeah. You could relate.
Yep, certainly.
And you know what life that is. So after a 15-year restaurant career, an opportunity presented itself, and I was terrified to take the leap. I said, I have to raise my family. I can't go into the unknown. I never finished school or anything. I said, I can't go into this corporate world 9 to 5. I don't know what I'm doing. She was the push I needed to say, you got this. We'll manage. 6 months later, we're closing on our new house. You know, and I was able to buy like my dream truck. The kids are way better off. I went back to school. I finished school. I travel for work. I keep growing. And now she's also growing because this has given us the opportunity where I'm not pushing 65, 70 hours a week at work anymore. So now she has time to work on herself and her career. She wants to become an RN. She works like crazy overnight shifts at the hospital. So I just think we're just in such a good place and we're so compatible that we just keep lifting each other up.
I don't know why I have tears in my eyes.
It's wonderful, right?
It's just so, it's so beautiful.
You're doing it.
Yeah, you're doing it. You're doing the dream.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people are really striving to. If we can just get our mess out of the way and focus on the things that are truly important, I think that's where everybody wants to end up.
We're first generation everything. You know, nobody before us has an education past, you know, freshman, sophomore year. I'm an immigrant. I was born and raised in Brazil, and I migrated here in 96. I'm legal, and I'm building into our future, and we just keep pouring into each other, and we just keep growing. And I'm about to take my next step, which is also something that I would not be able to do without her. You know, I'm trying to become a fireman now. So I just signed up to take the CPAT exam, and I'm just trying to grow to reach the next level. You know, with her, you never get comfortable. You just, hey, let's keep growing. Let's keep doing this. She gets me off my butt and says, do it, try it. Don't be scared. Because as a man, you never want to fail. But when you have the right woman next to you, you know, failure is, it's almost like something you're not afraid to accept.
Bernardo, I feel like Jasmine is just as lucky to have you as you are to have her.
You're exactly who I want to be my neighbor or in my community.
Yep,
yeah,
absolutely.
You really are.
Well, Bernardo, happy Valentine's Day. We're working on this video for you. I don't know if we can caption all of this in just a minute, but we're going to try our hardest.
Happy Valentine's Day, Jasmine. I'm Anna. This is Raven. Here's what I know for sure. Your husband, Bernardo, loves you.
We just got off the phone with Bernardo, and it's hard to put it all into one message. He just talks about how much you have enhanced his life and turned him into a better man. And it's a real partnership.
The way that you encourage him to always be better and more fulfilling for your family and your beautiful girls. He's lucky to have you, and you're lucky to have him. Becoming a nurse, working in the hospital? Man. I mean, you're a hard worker.
That's the thing is, it's not like you're just sitting around going, you should be better. You're also bettering yourself all the time, too. I mean, you really sound like a strong, powerful family unit and a great couple. And you know what? There's great things ahead of you. And for it, both of you.
Yes, and an inspiration to your daughters on what a relationship should be like. So from us to you, we wish you a happy Valentine's Day and know that Bernardo loves you very, very much.
Do you have a hack or a rule that has made your marriage so successful? What is it? I think every marriage has this. So the one thing you do, sometimes it's quirky, sometimes it's completely normal, that has made you so successful. Actor John Lithgow, he was on Kelly Ripa, and he said this.
This guy, John Lithgow, is a romantic. Are you a romantic?
I would say yes.
Yes.
But not nearly as much a romantic as my wife.
Oh.
She made a rule for me very early on regarding gifts.
Huh.
She said, nothing useful.
Nothing useful. And that's not anything new, right? You know not to give a vacuum cleaner for Christmas. You know for birthdays, don't give a can opener.
Yeah, no, that makes sense, right? Yep. I mean, that's a lesson that you only have to learn one time, hopefully.
And they've been married 43 years, so it seems to have worked out for them. And then he goes on in the interview, she's like, she's got a lot of rocks, a lot of rocks. Yeah. But some of these hacks and things that people do to have successful marriages are a little different. Like, okay. This is actress Cheryl Lee Ralph from Abbott Elementary. This I thought was shocking.
I'm very fortunate. The man that I am married to, Senator Vincent Hughes, 7th Senatorial District of Philadelphia, he has his own life. I have my own life. We also live in separate places. When I go to see him, love to see him. When it's time to leave, bye-bye, see you soon.
They've been living separately for 20 years,
you
married.
You know what? They're not the only ones.
You know, I was thinking about it, and I was like... What is the rule, the unsaid rule in your house that has really helped shape your marriage? Because I have one that my husband, until we started talking about this off the air, didn't even know it was a rule for me.
Okay.
And it was a rule as a wife that I always thought was important, is I never wanted to be a nag. You know how some wives are, I told you, when are you going to fix this? When are you going to do this? Here's the truth, is I can't do anything around my house.
Yeah.
I don't know how to use a hammer. I don't know how to hang a picture on a wall. I don't. I don't go outside to do lawn work. So if there's something that I want to be done, ask once. That's the rule.
No.
I ask him once. Now, whether it takes him 20 minutes to do it or 20 years, that's it. I'm never going to ask again.
You don't ask again and you don't complain?
Nope. I'm not
mad. And you don't have somebody show up out of the blue to do it?
Nope.
I mean, that's kind of amazing.
Well, that's
I don't know how you do it.
Well, it's funny because when we were talking about this and I brought it up to him, he's like, what are you talking about? And he was like, what's an example of this? I go, well, we have these two bolts that come out in our bedroom where they used to hang curtains when we bought the house.
Yeah.
I said, I asked you to please, you know, take out the bolts and to close those holes and repaint them. And I'm like, and he's like, well, I never did it. I go, right. You never did it. But what am I supposed to do? But, always say over and over, when are you going to fix the bolts? When are you going to get the bolts? Like, nobody wants to be married to that.
No, you are. I'm going to stop talking.
When he looks up and he sees it, he'd be like, oh, yeah, she asked me that 2 years ago. Then he'll get around to it. And if he doesn't, so what? If I'm not capable of doing it, who am I to bother him? That's my rule.
That is astounding. I think that you are in the rarity there with that situation.
I
think most people, they would always constantly remind their partner of something that's bothering them around the house. And if they say, "What you can do it," they just say, you know what? I'm just expressing my frustration with it. I'm not saying that you have to do it.
John Lithgow says he never gives a gift to his wife that's useful. So that's basically like you don't give a vacuum.
I mean, I guess that's a good thing to do in a relationship, right? Like, unless somebody asks for something that's useful.
Cheryl Lee Ralph from Abbott Elementary. Her and her husband have been married 20 years. They've never lived in the same home together.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They're not the only ones either.
What is your hack, your trick that has led to your successful long marriage? Catherine.
My marriage... We are silent in the morning. We get up at the same time. He makes the coffee. I play my games on my phone. We have breakfast, and it's all in silence. We kind of just move around, and there's no talking in the morning. And then when it's time to leave, we kiss each other goodbye. I love you. And it's a nice, like, meditative way to start our day.
I like that.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Can you tell my children I would also like to start my mornings like that every weekend?
Well, it was children are gone.
Right. It's a little different, right? You can come up with your own formulas then.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Mike, tell us, what is your hack for a successful marriage, good relationship?
I don't know if I'd call it a hack, but it had certainly got us through 35 years. Find the person that's financially responsible, let them deal with the money, and dole out the allowances to both people for the month. But always give the other person that's not in charge of the money a little bit more so they don't feel cheated. That has gotten us a long way, and we have been able to save, I like to say, a ton of money with me handling the money, because my wife can't save for anything. I mean, whatever you give her, you could give her $1 million today. Yeah. She will spend it by tomorrow night.
I can relate. I can understand that. Yeah. We have a lot in common, I think. Frank, how about you? What's your unconventional trick that's made your marriage so successful?
You know what's worked for us is separate bedrooms.
A lot of people say this. Yeah. Go ahead. How's it worked for you?
It works for, before we got married, she had a cat, I have a dog. They don't get along. You know, we both have our sleep routines and sleep, issues or whatever, I've got the Jimmy legs kind of kicking my sleep and things like that. So we just realized to have a peaceful night's sleep, we just sleep separately. We go to bed happy, we wake up happy, and we get to spend the rest of the day together.
I mean, it's not even that crazy anymore at this point. Like, a lot of people are doing the sleep separation thing. Well, I guess, you're still in the same house, so.
It's true. It's a step closer than they were.
Right? Like, if somebody needs you, if there's an emergency or something urgent, like, they're going to find you.
The snoring thing is a big thing, too. A lot of my friends started sleeping in separate bedrooms because the snoring gets out of hand. You got to sleep.
Different temperatures, different mattress style, all those things.
My husband is currently sleeping in my daughter's room because we've been sick and we're trying not to get, whatever. It's not bad. A lot more room.
Yeah. You've been like, I miss you, but I'll see you in the kitchen.
It's the number one question I get asked all the time, and I certainly do not have the answer and don't know why people ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Where are all the good guys? If online dating is over, where are you supposed to find them? Corinna Alexander, she's a matchmaker and dating coach. You can find her online at CorinnaAlexander.com. Corinna, where are the guys? Where are they?
I don't want to say I don't know, because I'm supposed to know. But I agree, it's a problem. But when you said online dating is dead, I don't think it's totally dead. I think people are burnt out from online dating, but I still think it's a way to meet people.
Okay, so if you still believe in online dating, what are the sites that you should be on? Because I know that some have to be better than others at this point.
So Match is okay. I know people complain about it, but, you have to pay to be on it. So that weeds out people that want a free account. The apps like Hinge, where you're kind of connected by people that you know, is not bad. Hinge is not bad. Our time is not bad for over 50, because at least, the people that are over 50 kind of want to connect with people that are over 50.
I mean, I feel like all of them, though, to some degree, no matter what your background or your wants, there is an app basically for you. There's all sorts of different sites.
Is there Data Hot Cowboy asking for a friend?
Yeah, there is.
There's a place.
DataHotCowboy.com is not a real
Farmers
website.
Only. That's it. They must have filters on Farmers Only where you can select, give me a hot cowboy.
CowboysOnly.com.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Let's see.
And like anything else, take action. I think that's... Eventually, you'll find somebody. But I agree with you that it is frustrating. It's frustrating for everyone, even the young 20-somethings.
Well, I think that the young 20-somethings, Corinna, are having a difficult time because a lot of them don't like to go out to bars anymore. And that was kind of a culture that most millennials were raised on, is that when you went out to meet people, you went out to the bar. So a lot of people in their late 30s and through their 40s and early 50s, that's still the way they think that they meet people, is you go out to restaurants, you go out to restaurant bars, you go out to bars and clubs. And for the younger generation that doesn't necessarily do that, all they know is online dating. And if you get burnt out from that, where do you go?
I totally agree with you guys. Like, burnout on the apps is a real thing. But maybe set an hour every other day to do it. Just kind of compartmentalize it in your life so you're not, so frustrated. But it's like anything else, working out, it's miserable. But then when it's over,
it's worth it.
You're so happy.
Yeah. Corinna Alexander is a matchmaking expert. We're going to rattle off a few places. You tell us, good place to find a date, bad place to find a date. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Any kind of mall parking lot during the holiday season.
Mall parking lot. I'm not saying it could never happen, but I've never known anyone that ever met a guy there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Car wash.
Oh, it's cute. I like it.
You know, you're always waiting inside for your car to come out.
You should just act like you're outside vacuuming for like hours on end.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, somebody's bound to come up and say hello or strike up a conversation or just say, ma'am, do you have any idea how to use that vacuum cleaner? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I mean, sooner or later, somebody's going to say something.
Church.
Yes.
Okay.
Takeout, pickup, delivery area. Like, you go to your restaurant, you've got a pickup, takeout.
DoorDash, like a DoorDash guy. They can show up at your door. It's like deliver a date, but it's a DoorDash guy. You just open and you say, hey, are you available?
That's kind of weird because he's working for you.
Well.
Pickup place, I think you go in there, you can see. Are they ordering for four? Are they ordering for two?
Yes.
What's happening here, right?
How about a museum, even if you're not into the art, but it makes you look smarter than you really are?
Okay, so I know so many women that love museums and that go to museums constantly with other girls. They just love it. So I think if a man wants to meet a woman, they should go to a museum because that's where the women are.
All right, if you want to find Corinna for yourself, you can head to our website, CorinnaAlexander.com. Today is Galentine's Day. It's all about the ladies, your besties, your best girlfriends. What are you going to do to party with them? But tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And that's the day of love.
Busy week.
Yep. And here's the thing about the day of love. If you're not in a relationship, it's a lot of pressure, and you don't really know what to do.
I got news for you. When you're in a relationship, it's a lot of pressure. We created a holiday that creates a lot of pressure.
Period. Right.
Yes.
But what do you do if you're single? Like, what is your plan for tomorrow? Because Oprah has five suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I giggled at them.
Okay.
Now they sound kind of nice.
Do you giggle because they sound unreasonable because it's Oprah and she lives in Oprah land? Or is it, you know?
Well, let's go through them.
Okay, go ahead.
Number five mm-hmm. is travel a distant time and read a book.
Wait a minute.
I mean, so you're single on Valentine's Day. You're going to stay home and read a book. Mm-hmm. At first I was like, okay, Oprah. Then I was like, actually, that sounds kind of nice. There's so many great books I haven't read in a long time. It'd be nice to just dedicate a whole night of sitting on my couch.
What's the travel a distant? What's that?
You know, they make it sound fancy, right?
Like if you're on a train or something? Oh, like, you know, no. Fantasize away.
Yes. Yeah.
I see.
Fantasize.
Okay, right. Yeah. In your mind's eye.
Number four, call someone that adores you. Call your mom. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, when I read that, I was like, it's like nobody loves me, so I'll call your mom. Your mom's the only one that loves you. That's awful. Why? Who wants to? Hear that or say
somebody
that.
Loves you somewhere,
right? Yes. Number three, if you're single on Valentine's Day, what to do that day? Explore an unfamiliar nook of your town. And of course, you know where my mind goes.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an unfamiliar nook, it's probably somewhere I purposely avoid, so you have to bring mace.
You don't want to be.
Right, exactly.
Right, you're like, I'm going to let my friend know that I'm going there and turn on my tracking system before I go.
I guess.
Just in case.
Yeah, I guess that's not necessarily true for our whole town.
I think I know everywhere in my town, and right, if I don't, then it's probably a place that I'm like, ugh, like, I'll just forget that this is here.
Right, okay. Number two, make yourself a spread, a buffet, so when you get home, like, it's just for you. Mm-hmm. Kind of like girl dinner, where it's just a little bit of everything.
Yeah, but then you eat all of that, and then after, do you think that makes you feel better or worse? That's like, you know, drinking when you're depressed.
It depends. I think sometimes a delicious meal as a reward, not even a reward, okay, but something to look forward to mm-hmm. is not so bad. And I'm going to hold on to that, because my last single Valentine's Day, that's kind of exactly what I did, a little bit different.
There's one more on the list, right?
Yeah, number one thing, reconvene with your long-lost creative pastime. So basically, something that you used to do for fun, like painting a picture or drawing or finding an old keyboard in your closet and starting to play again, or get your hot glue gun out and make a scrapbook. Knit something, for God's sake.
Do a puzzle.
Right.
Anything that you're into.
That you haven't had time to do, block off the day.
That's not a terrible idea.
And just find a way to do it. Now, what I did on my last Valentine's Day is a little bit different from what Oprah is suggesting.
Your last single Valentine's Day, because you've been married for how many years now?
It'll be 20 years next month.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't. I'm like, I'm still a little kid in my mind. How have I been married for almost 20 years?
That's amazing.
Yeah, I met my husband in college, and we actually had our first date on February 2nd, and I thought everything went really well.
You told me, like, when you met your husband, you thought, at some point, I'm going to marry this person.
I knew I was going to marry him. The minute I met him, even at that, when I first met him, he had a different girlfriend. And I knew there was a feeling in my gut that I said, I'm going to marry this guy. So when eventually we had gone out on that February 2nd, I assumed that on Valentine's Day, there would be something for me.
Something wonderful.
We would have a plan. He would send me a rose.
Hold hands.
Something. Right?
Take a walk.
Not a word. I did not hear from him. Not leading up to the day, nothing. I thought I was going to get a surprise on Valentine's morning. Nope. Not a thing. So what I did was what any reasonable college girl would do. I went to McDonald's three times that day, and I ate in my car and cried during every meal. I went and got a McMuffin for breakfast.
Yes, that's breakfast.
I sat in the car, and I ate it, and I cried, and then I went to class.
You cried into your McMuffin.
Yeah.
And you thought to yourself, like, there's still a chance.
Not one hash brown, two. Then I, after the class, it was lunchtime, still nothing from Paul. I said, okay, I'll go back to McDonald's. I went to
I'll show him.
I got the two hamburger meal with the fries. That's what I got.
That's my favorite.
And I sit in the parking lot, and I'll eat that.
And you cried again.
Yep. Nighttime came along. All the girls were going out. They were all doing stuff. And there was plenty of opportunities.
People
were
dressed up, perfumes in the air.
I thought for sure, no. He's coming
around. He'll knock on the door.
Hey, Anna. Hey, it's me, Paul. Would you like to do something tonight for Valentine's Day? Nope, that didn't come. Guess where Anna went? Back to McDonald's, where I sat in the car and ate my McChicken sandwich, and it was delicious, and I got the apple pie because it was Valentine's Day.
It's one of my favorites.
So. If you're single on Valentine's Day, what are you going to do? Oprah's got some suggestions for you.
Mm.
Read a book, explore a new town.
Call your mom.
Yeah, that was actually on the list. Yeah. I spent my last single Valentine's Day going to McDonald's three times and eating in my car. Three times. Every meal I ate at McDonald's.
You know what? You were just letting yourself know that you're number one.
Mm-hmm. Keisha, you single?
I am,
what
yes.
What are you going to do tomorrow for Valentine's Day?
I think I'm going to go to the movie theater and watch like an action movie. So something that has nothing to do with romance whatsoever. I'm going to go with a couple of my girlfriends and we're just going to, you know, stuff our faces with popcorn and sodas and just scream at the screen.
I love it. Good idea.
And your friends are down to see whatever. I'm with my friends. I honestly don't half care what I'm doing because we're all hanging out, running around together.
It's true. I think planning with your friends, well, it depends on the friends. It depends on the friends.
True.
Let's leave it at that. Yeah.
Most of my friends, that's what I'm going to say.
Well, Allison, you enjoy it. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Jackson, are you single?
Yes, I am.
What are you doing tomorrow to celebrate?
I am ordering a pizza, some chicken wings, and I'm getting drunk on my couch, and I am going to play video games all night.
Perfect.
I think that there's a lot of people out there that are like, that is an awesome day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that myself.
I mean, you could just have one beer, but okay, that's fine.
Yeah, you don't need to get wasted, right? But, you know, have a good time.
Just going to do nothing.
Doing nothing is always something fun. It's actually, you have to plan to do nothing.
Here's the thing, though, right? So you have to make sure that you're one of those people that gets exhausted by doing nothing at some point. Sooner or later, you have to do something, but not today. Not now.
Nikki, if you're single, what are you doing on Valentine's Day?
I'm going to spend Valentine's Day loving on myself. Self-love is the best love. Pour into myself the way that I would want someone to do for me so that I could attract what I want. Take myself to a quiet dinner. I've already got my flowers. I've already got my favorite chocolate. In addition to that, I have kids, so they're like my Valentines in essence. So I've already got their little bags made.
It's true. So, I do think that Valentine's Day is for all the people you love.
So wait a minute. So you're taking the family to dinner, or are you going to dinner by your dang self?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely doing those in two separate events because mom wants to enjoy the quiet time. Margarita Friday, that's Valentine's Day. I'm leaving the house, getting dressed nice.
That's good.
Bold.
It's like a movie. You're sitting at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
You have a glass of either Cabernet or Sauvignon Blanc. It's one or the other.
And then Tom Hanks shows up.
And right. And in walks in somebody and catches your eye.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. No, it's not Tom Hanks.
It's always, it used to be Tom Hanks. It'd be like the unexpected guy that you've been a pen pal with or had emails with. Mm. That's Tom Hanks.
Well, whatever you do, sit at a bar and order a glass of wine. That's what you should definitely do.
Agreed.
Black heels. Always wearing black heels.
Okay.
Yeah. Tom, are you single?
I am.
What are you doing tomorrow for Valentine's Day?
I'm going to cook up a tomahawk steak and potatoes. You know, I'm going to have a six pack and watch When Harry Met Sally, have a nice cry, and then go into a food coma.
Okay. Very specific.
The steak is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Met Sally, I'm going to lean more towards laughing than crying. Listen, we saw the commercial. They're still hanging out together. They're still friends, at the very least, so.
Gives me hope.
Exactly.
It's another movie I've never seen. Like I watched I was watching the commercial during the Super Bowl. I'm like, this means something. She must have done this in the original movie. I got to figure it out.
Really delivered. Wow. Brought it home.
One couple.
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day we check in with a couple. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Powered by NHTSA, crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers.
That's where driver assistance technologies come in. New features that have the potential to save lives.
Learn more at nhtsa.gov/drivertech. Paid for by NHTSA. Adam and Laura. Okay, Laura, let's start with you. What's going on?
Adam and I have been married for 16 years at this point. Two kids. I love his family. His family is great. His older brother, he seems to be in some sort of like financial crisis and needs to borrow $5,000 from us. And I can't believe that there's no one else or anything else he can do to make that money. And he has to resort to asking us, a struggling family with two kids. So Adam wants to lend him the money, but I'm not up for it because this is our kid's savings. We don't have $5,000 lying around to just, you know, lend him. Adam insists that we should give that money to him because our kids are never going to find out. But that's not the point.
Yeah. Adam, what's your side of this?
Look, he's my brother. He has never, ever asked for money before. He's always been, honestly, the most responsible person I've ever met. He's had a tough break. He lost his job. This is just while he gets himself a new job. The job market right now is not that great. We have the $5,000 to spare and the savings. Kids will never know. He's my brother, and I do trust him. I think that we should be able to give him this money and expect it back. Not that long in the future, actually. Once he gets on his feet, he's going to start making payments. We all talked about it together. I honestly don't see what the problem is. He's our family. I think we should help him out.
How long has he been out of work?
He's been out of work for about 4 months now.
Oh, that's a tough spot. You know, depending on the job, though, you know, being out of work, when you lose a job, how long do you expect somebody to be out of work? Average?
I don't know.
It could be up to like 6 to 9 months.
I feel like at this point, you never know. You hear about some people that quickly bounce back, and then there's other people that are out of work for over a year. Here's what I do know. It's your money that you're lending to your brother. Then yes, there's nothing wrong with your brother. Your brother, you're not saying he's a degenerate. You're not saying anything. You're saying he's a stand-up guy. And Laura, you would agree with that. But the fact that it's your children's money, to me, I'm like, well, like, what happens if, God forbid, he can't find another job and he can't pay them back? Now you lost your kids' money.
Yeah. On the other hand, your kids are always going to need more money. Let's just be real, right? Whether this is coming out of their savings or whatever, and whether they're 11 years old or they were coming up on their first college tuition check, there's always going to be a need for more. And guess who fills that void? You or the bank. You're still going to owe that money. You're going to have to pay more money into your kids' development anyways, and we will all gladly do it. But, Laura, you make a great point, and I have to agree with you. There's got to be other ways he could pull this cash. You know, out of work 4 months or not, there's always funds to get. My credit cards will fall over themselves to give me money.
I think he's doing it because he has already been 4 months on the credit cards, right?
Well, that's a different scenario to me.
You can't dip into his 401k because then he gets a huge penalty if he withdraws, right? Mm-hmm. So he's kind of stuck. He put most of it into a savings he can't access, and now he needs money for rent, for food, for car payments, for insurance payments.
Okay, why don't we see what the audience has to say, because they might just agree with you. It's $5,000. Sure, it belongs to your kids, but he's good for it, and he'll make it up. And if not, you guys eventually will cover him and make it up to your kids.
Right.
Or do you just not touch your kids' money because it's not your money?
That puts you on a long list of people that have to get paid, too. That's the thing.
Asking to borrow money from your family is certainly nothing new. But what if the money that you have to lend them doesn't actually belong to you, belongs to your kids? That's what's going on with Adam and Laura. Adam's brother is going through a rough patch. And Adam's brother's a stand-up guy. Mm-hmm. Never had an issue before and came to his brother and said, listen, can you lend me $5,000? And Adam wants to give it to him. The problem is he doesn't have it, but the kids have it in their savings account. Birthday money, Christmas money, that kind of thing.
Laura says this is not our money to touch. We should not be touching it. In some people's minds, when you touch that money is never going to go back there again. All right. And I get it. You're raiding a fund for something else, which is not its intent. On the other hand, Adam's like, our kids are children. It's a long time before we're getting into college payments or anything like that. We've got time to pay it back. And my brother's going to pay it back. He's never come to us and asked for money before. He's the most fiscally responsible person I know. It's just bad timing. We can help him out right now. We should do so.
Joe, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. There's an old saying, you don't lend money that you can't afford to get back. Like, if you, you know, you lend it and you know you're not getting it back, that's fine. But because you don't lend money to family and friends. So her side.
Money can complicate relationships, obviously, right? Like, if you have a falling out with that, all good intention, it doesn't matter at all.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Family asking for money is certainly nothing new, but what if the money that you had to lend to them didn't really belong to you? It belonged to your children. That's what's going on with Adam and Laura. Adam's brother is a good guy. He's never had a financial issue, and he's run into kind of a rough patch and is asked to borrow about $5,000. And the truth of the matter is Adam wants to give it to him. The problem is they don't have it either. But the kids have it in their savings account. Birthday money, Christmas money.
Yeah, and I'm sure that they've contributed quite a bit of that money themselves, too. I mean, listen, I get it. Laura says this is not money to be touched. And that is a good hard rule to follow. Because if not, if you start raiding into funds, you might find yourself raiding funds all the time, right? Like, we're short for the cable bill this month. Let me just get $200 out of here. And then it's gone. But Adam says, listen, the kids are children. They're small children. My brother is going to pay us back. And you know what? We'll have the time to make up the money one way or the other. He needs our help.
What do you think? What would you do? Lynn, whose side are you on?
I'm 100% on the husband's side. Absolutely. Family first, yes. And it's not like the kids are going to college tomorrow. We've got 15 more years to get it back in there. Absolutely, 100%.
Hey, Vincenzo, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on?
Well, you know, it's definitely a tough predicament. I myself was actually in the same situation where I had to borrow money from family as well. I did an agreement with him, and I actually paid him extra for interest. It is hard to trust someone. You know, are they really going to pay it back? Maybe they won't. Maybe they will.
Well, it is a leap of faith on both sides, right? So a contract might make everybody feel a little bit better. If you have something that's a written agreement, you feel like, you know, I'm acknowledging the fact that this is not an easy decision for you.
Roxanne, whose side are you on?
I'm on the dad's side. Family is family. And if he's a stand-up alone guy, come on.
There could be a time down the road where, you know, his brother is going to be the savior for his nieces and nephews. You never know, right?
Like,
I mean,
you
try and help people through the times when they need the help.
I just feel like if you would have said he's been messing up his whole life, he's been making mistakes.
That'd be different.
That's not the situation.
Right. That's a bad investment. Right.
Right.
But if you've got somebody who's stand up, I mean, okay.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Adam, our audience agreed with you. Lend him the money. If he's your brother and he needs it and you trust him and you love him, then he'll find a way to pay it back. And if not, you guys will cover your kids.
Yes, that's exactly what I've been saying. He's not irresponsible. This is not also the fifth or sixth time he's done this. It's the only time he's ever done this. And yeah, I agree. You should help out family, especially when there's a good reason to and you think they're good for it. Thank you. I agree.
It's not like it's a crippling thing for you at this moment. That would be different. I hate payments when it comes to lending out money. I would rather just have my money back in one shot, obviously. But, you know, the thing is that when it sounds like he's been out now for a few months and he's got other people to pay, you're probably wise to let that happen and take that money incrementally as you can. Laura, I know it's not the result you're looking for, and I get it why on your mind this is weighing. But in the end, that money is going to be there for your kids when you're ready for them to have it.
I really hope so. I really hope he holds his end of the, you know, of the deal and just returns the money, and hopefully not too late. I'm just disappointed in the whole situation. I wish he weren't in this position, but also we're not in the best position to lend money. That's my only issue, obviously.
Yeah, I get it.
If you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $7,200.
Kermit.
Oh, Beverly and Maureen. Ladies, you ready to play today?
We're ready.
Are you guys best friends? How are you related?
We're working together.
Okay. Well, I'll take that because it's Galentine's Day. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, girl. $7,200.
All right, Raven's walking out of here. Woo! That door closes. He won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready to play?
Ready.
Number one. All right, let's do this, guys. Chubby Checker, Fish, Mariah Carey, and Outkast are all among the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees that were announced. Outkast is made up of how many members?
2 members.
Number 2, Paul McCartney surprised fans when he played an impromptu show in New York City where you could only buy tickets in person and you were limited to 1 ticket per sale. There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Are lyrics from what Beatles song?
All you need is love.
Number 3, Happy Galentine's Day, celebrating your best girlfriends. Oprah's best friend is no secret, Gayle King. She is a broadcast journalist for what network? Guess.
CNN? I don't know.
Number 4, Duolingo announced the death of its beloved mascot. Duo was what kind of animal?
What kind of animal is Duo? A dog.
Number 5, the Ford F-150 was just dethroned as the number 1 best-selling car in America by what Japanese car brand and specific type?
Sorry.
That's time. All right, let me bring Raven back.
We didn't get it.
Beverly and Maureen got 2.
Ooh, not good. $7,200. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Chubby Checker, Fish, Mariah Carey, and Outkast, all among Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees that were announced.
All right.
Outkast is made up of how many members?
It's 2 members.
Who are they?
Andre 3000, right? And Big Boy.
Big Boy. Number 2.
B-O-I.
Yep. Number 2, Paul McCartney surprised fans when he played an impromptu show in New York City. He actually ended up paying 2. You could only buy tickets in person, and they were limited to 1 ticket per sale. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Are lyrics from what Beatles song?
All you need is love.
That's right. Number 3, Happy Galentine's Day, celebrating your best girlfriends. Oprah's best friend is no secret, Gayle King. She's a broadcast journalist for what network?
Gayle King's on CBS.
Yes, she is. Number 4, Duolingo announced the death of its beloved mascot. Duo was what kind of animal?
An owl.
Yeah, they say he was murdered, but they don't give him any. I don't know if it's a joke.
Yeah, I think
it's something is happening.
I only know because Dua Lipa was talking about it this morning. She was very upset.
And Hulu's Only Murders in the Building said they're investigating.
Oh.
So we'll see.
Get on top of this.
Number 5, the Ford F-150 was just dethroned as the number 1 best-selling car in America by what Japanese car brand and specific type?
Oh, I'll take a guess and say Toyota Tundra.
Toyota RAV4.
Okay.
All right, ladies, he beat you 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Okay, thank you. Sorry. We were so nervous. We cannot beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $7,300 tomorrow, Anna.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.